Across Australia, domestic violence often hides behind silence. For many migrant communities, breaking that silence and reaching out for support is even more difficult. Fear, language barriers, social stigma, and lack of support causes victims of migrant communities to feel lost and suffer without finding a way out. A study by the BMC in 2025 revealed that about one-third of refugee and migrant women in Australia experience domestic violence, with higher rates of controlling and psychological abuse among immigrants compared to women born in Australia. So, why do women in migrant communities decide to stay? Victims of abuse could be experiencing social stigma, financial abuse, lack of knowledge and support, and fear of cultural or religious judgment. Hina Jabbar, a psychology lecturer at the National University of Modern Languages in Pakistan, will explain the cultural impacts affecting migrant women and why societal expectations might hinder migrant women from finding support.
In many cultures, abusive partner is considered as normal as in other cultures. Like in Orthodox country like Pakistan, we are saying there is no abusive partner. If a male is something abusive, so he is right, because we are living in a male dominating society and male have right to fight with the woman, and he can do anything for the female or for the wife. So abusive, we compelled, like most of the women in the Pakistan are compelled to live with that abusive partners. Like it is divorce is considered very, very bad. Separation is considered very bad in our society. So it is getting normalized. It is normalized by the people of the society and people around us. Like if your partner is abusive, you should have to be patient on that. You should have to bear all that issues, and you will bear all.
For some cultures, family, honor, and reputation play a huge role. A woman might fear that speaking up could bring shame not only on herself, but her entire family. In other communities, there might be a strong pressure to keep things inside the home, to solve it quietly rather than involving outsiders. That can make it incredibly hard to take the first few steps towards help. There's also an issue of trust. If someone has migrated from a country where police or government authorities were corrupt, unsafe, or had no support for women in violent environments, they might hesitate to call the police here, even if the system is more supportive. Others might feel that mainstream services don't understand their language, their faith, or their cultural values. Robert Durante, a team member from Mission Australia, will explain why people in migrant communities struggle to find support.
Definitely like a language barrier to begin with. And then, especially around like domestic violence, I'd say sometimes it's a cultural thing where, you know, sometimes it's expected to be like the norm. To have that in some families, and then and to actually go outside of the family and seek help is sort of frowned upon, like maybe a shame sort of factor.
Now, as a final note, it's important to understand that violence doesn't discriminate. And for migrants all over Australia, things like cultural stigma, language barriers, and fear of isolation makes finding help even harder. Please reach out if you or someone you know is experiencing violence, and together we can break the silence and ensure safety for everyone, no matter where they're from.